السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and all radio Islam listeners, there are many many ayat of the Quran Sharif with regards to zikrullah, and so many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to zikrullah, that if we have to quote those ayat and quote those ahadith, we require hours and hours. The purpose of quoting this very short ayat, فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, many times, is this, that Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala says, you remember me, I will remember you. If we come to know that the king of the country, the president of the country, the cabinet minister, or somebody in a very high position, he is remembering us, then it gives us great joy and satisfaction. In fact, if somebody just has to mention that we were at a meeting and they so and so mentioned your name, and that person is holding a high position in the government, then we will think, oh, what a VIP I must be that he thought of me. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is thinking, doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala does not know what the person is doing. Every action of the person is before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So it's not that Allah Ta'ala had forgotten him and now suddenly Allah Ta'ala remembers him. What it means is Allah Ta'ala remembers him with inayat, with his bounties, with his ni'mats, with his fazal, with his ihsan. When the person will remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with ita'at, with obedience, then Allah Ta'ala will remember him with all his inayat, with all his fazal and ihsan. Now if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala remembers a person with his rahmat, with his mercy, with his ihsan, just imagine how fortunate that person is. So this is the purpose of these majalis of zikrullah. And by now I think 120 times I've mentioned that every majlis has its own fragrance and its own flavor and its own taste and its own enjoyment. This is a majlis of zikr, so therefore we talk about zikrullah. Monday night we have a bayan talking on other subjects, and other times there can be other topics. So this is a majlis of zikr, and the purpose of the majlis of zikr also is for the purification of the heart. Unfortunately, our hearts are diseased and we have to admit it. Whether we like it or not, we have to admit. Sometimes a person has got a heart problem but he doesn't want to admit that he has got a heart problem. He's suffering from denial problem. He doesn't want to admit it. He doesn't want to go to a specialist. He doesn't want to go and have himself checked up. He doesn't want to go and have himself x-rayed. So now this person, he is going to suffer. So spiritual heart also, it is something that is extremely important in the life of a Muslim. Because everything depends on the condition of the spiritual heart. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion, he was questioned, قِيلَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يَا رَسُولَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was asked, أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَفْزَلُ, that who is the person that is the best amongst mankind? Amongst mankind, who is the best person? Now different replies we would have given. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever he said was through wahi and revelation. So on that particular occasion, you must always remember that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was asked a question, then he replied knowing fully well what is the need of that particular person. Certain things were for all of the ummah, but certain things were addressed specifically to one person, one individual, who probably required some kind of advice and guidance with regards to a particular issue. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed him, but that became beneficial for the whole ummah. Now here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being questioned that ayyun nasi afzal, who is the best person, who is the best human being, who is the best human being. And of course it is about the believers. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل مخموم القلب صدوق اللسان. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the person who is مخموم القلب and صدوق اللسان. Now the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, they were Arabs. They knew Arabic. That was their mother tongue. That was their language. But they asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that saduqul lisan narifuhu, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know about the person being saduqul lisan, that means the person is, he must be honest, whatever he says must be the truth, he must not speak lies. Now that is something we understand, that the person must speak nothing but the truth. And we have discussed many times the subject of honesty and truthfulness in our bayans and in our waz. So he says that we understand, we know what you mean when you say that the person must be truthful in his speech, he must not speak any lie, that we understand. But what is this makhmumul qalb? Now imagine they're asking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we don't understand the meaning of this makhmum, what does it mean? So just by reading a few Arabic kitab or some learning some Arabic, it is not sufficient to start making tafsir of the Quran Sharif and giving our own opinions on ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to go to the source, we have to find out from those people who have spent years in the study of the Quran and the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is another sickness of the ummah, that we just pick up the translated books and then we come to conclusions. Nevertheless, so they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we don't know what this makhmumul qalb means. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, now look at what a beautiful reply he gave. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what a beautiful reply. Huwa taqiyyun naqi, la isma fihi wala baghya, wala ghilla wala hasad. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Ha, what a beautiful hadith it is. If we have to just discuss this hadith sharif, we can go on and on for the whole night. Nabi, but we inshallah will abide by the time limit. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, huwa taqi, that person who has got taqwa in him, that is that makhmumul qalb, the best amongst people, ayyun nas afzal. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person who is taqi, that he's got taqwa in him. Therefore mashayikh, they say that it is not farz, it's not wajib to become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. We need huffaz of the Quran Sharif. And we need people in all other departments. But it is not farz. But it is farz for every Muslim to be an Allah wala. For every Muslim to be of taqwa. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person is the best who has got a heart in which there is taqwa. That heart must be filled with taqwa. The person must be restraining himself. He must abstain from everything that Allah ta'ala has prohibited. He must believe that he is accountable and answerable to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So now the person has got taqwa. Huwa taqi. An-naqi, the person who has got purified heart. That heart which is purified, clean from all impurities, clean of all dirt. So that is another requirement. That is makhmumul qalb. That the heart is pure and clean. La isma fi, that it is not, I'm just giving an explanation, not exact translation. La isma fi, that means that heart is not burdened with the burden of sins. The person's heart is not burdened with the burden of sins, because the heart also becomes burdened when the person goes on committing sins. So la isma fi. And if that person has committed some sins, then he can also still become a muttaqi by sincerely repenting, sincerely asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, so he can again become taqi and naqi. Look at Islam, how beautiful. sincere tawbah, returning to whomsoever whatever is due, performing the qazas and fulfilling all the demands of tawbah. So that person is naqi. And la ithma fi, wa la baghya, and no injustice of any kind. That's another very important thing that is required of that heart. Mahmumul qalb, one of the requirements of that heart, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if he wants to be the best amongst people, is that that heart, there must be no burden of the sin of injustice there. The person must not be unjust. Now this is one area in which we all have to x-ray our lives and see how much of injustice is being done. And that is the reason that we cannot seem to find any kind of peace and happiness and sukoon in our lives. So la baghya, wala ghilla, wala hasad. And there must be no resentment, there must be no malice of any kind in that person's heart. And no hasad, no jealousy. Now just each one of these items, if we have to discuss, we know how much Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in just this one little statement of his. Now that is the person he says is the best. He never mentioned that the person who makes plenty of tahajjud. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say that the person who makes plenty of wazifas and zikr, that the person who reads plenty of ishraq and chasht. He didn't say the person who makes umrah upon umrah, or the person who makes hajj upon hajj. Although all those things also have been mentioned in different places and the rewards and virtues have been mentioned, but you can see that the person to be the best, these are the requirements. Now if we take just the last one, hasad, which heart today is free of hasad? How much of jealousy there is, and because of this jealousy, there's murders, there's killings, and there's so much of tufan in the world. The whole world is in turbulence, just because of the jealousy. So this is the purpose of this majlis of zikr, that we bring into our heart these qualities, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in this hadith sharif. And when those qualities will come, then we can say that we are, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best amongst people. But if we don't have these qualities, then we'll get sawab for our ibadat, sawab for our zikr, sawab for our tilawat. But we must not be too proud and say that now I have reached the heights. We must humble ourselves. And even if we have these qualities, the requirement is humility with all these qualities. And if these qualities are there, they will bring about humility. The person cannot be muttaqi without humility. He will never make big claims, loud claims, bold claims that I'm Mr. Somebody. He will have humility. He will consider himself as a servant and a slave of Allah Ta'ala. He will increase the shukr over the ni'mats. And he will make plenty of istighfar over the sins that he has committed. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring these beautiful traits into our lives. And to clean up this heart. And especially, as I said, of jealousy. Hasad ki aag mein tum kyun jal rahe ho? Jahannam ki taraf kyun chal rahe ho? خدا کی تقسیم پہ تم ہو ناراض کف افسوس تم کیوں مل رہے ہو. Are you angry? Are you upset with the distribution that Allah Ta'ala himself has made? Why do you want to proceed towards the fire of Jahannam? Why are you rubbing your hands in regret that hi, I didn't get this, I didn't get that, I didn't get that. Look at how much Allah Ta'ala has given you. And it is his taqseem, it is his distribution. May Allah Ta'ala clean our hearts, purify our hearts, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of iman, with the noor of tilawat and zikr. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main, jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. For the benefit of my young friends who may not have understood the translation, which has been made many, many times or whenever I read this poetry. It says, Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. O Allah, in this path towards you, everyone seems to have taken off. Everyone is flying high. They have taken up from above, they have gone above the ground. We don't know at what height they are. I am the only one like a speck of dust on the ground, not taking off at all. No matter how much of majlises I attend, no matter how much of hadiths I listen to, no matter of Quran, how many Quranic verses I listen to, how many bayans and waaz and nasihats, day in and day out I listen, and I read the literature which is being distributed, I listen to the radio stations on which there are so much of programs, dini programs. But still I am just on the ground, not taking off at all. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai. Ya Allah, in your beautiful garden, everyone is a beautiful flower. Everyone seems to have bloomed, and everyone seems to have got a beautiful fragrance. We must consider others as having beautiful fragrance or blooming. We don't know which part of the night they are making tawbah over their sins. We don't know which action of theirs Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has liked. It has become pleasing to him, and because of that action Allah ta'ala will forgive him. We don't know. So we say, Ya Allah, everyone else is a beautiful flower. The only one that is a thorn, O Allah, is myself. We look at our actions, we look at our akhlaq, we look at our muamlat, our dealings, our trade, our relationship with our parents, our family members, our children, our neighbors, our non-Muslims of the society, our Muslims. and see how much of pain and injury and hurt we have caused to so many people.
रहे तो लब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ हरदम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. जब सांस लूं में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह
سے رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں یا اللہ آئی نو آئی ویسٹڈ مائی لائف واٹ ایور لائف از گون آئی کی ناٹ برنگ بیک اے سنگل سیکنڈ فرام دیٹ لائف بٹ یا اللہ دا ریمیننگ لائف واٹ ایور از دیر یو نو بیسٹ لیٹ می بیکم اے یوزفل پرسن ان دا ریمیننگ پارٹ آف مائی لائف
تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا
Oh my beloved Allah, I can conceal my sins and hide my evil actions and deeds from my parents, from my teachers, from my wife, from my children, from my neighbors, but how can I hide them from you? You know what the condition of my heart is. Allah Ta'ala looks directly into our hearts. Where can we conceal it? He knows exactly what we are looking at, what we are listening to, what we are speaking, what we are thinking. Guna mein aluda ho raha hai, rua rua bal bal mera.
یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا یا آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا, ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ these are the last days of my life, but as I've explained many times that we should think it's the last second of our life. We don't know whether we'll be blessed with the next breath. Especially when people say, I'll see you later. How many times we say, I'll see you later? No, inshallah. As if we are certain we will see that person later. But we don't know whether that was the last mulaqat, the last meeting. How many people? That was the last meeting. They never met again after that. So, ya akhiri din hai. We don't know when our soul is going to leave our bodies. But we mustn't be like that person who said inshallah in all the wrong places. First he didn't say it even in the right place. Must have heard where the person was going. In India they go, or even here too, so where the person was going to buy a horse. Somebody asked him on the way, a friend asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to buy a horse. He said, say inshallah. He said, why must I say inshallah? The horse is available in the auction there. I've got money in my pocket. Then what's the need to say inshallah? So on the way whilst walking, some pickpocket took the money away. Now he was returning without the horse. So he meets the same person again. He said, what happened? He said, inshallah, I left home with some money in my pocket. Inshallah, on the way I met you. Inshallah, you asked me where I'm going. And inshallah, I told you I'm going to buy a horse. But inshallah, whilst I was going, the pickpocket took the money away. So now inshallah, I'm returning home. So now 100 places in the wrong place, he said, inshallah. And there he was not prepared to say it in the right place. So we say that we'll meet you again, we'll see you again. But sometimes a Muslim doesn't say that, inshallah, but it's in his heart. Sometimes we come to conclusion that this Allah wala never mentioned, inshallah. So he doesn't have to say it with every word, inshallah, inshallah. He can say it right at the end of all the statements. Or even if it is in his heart. So he says, Ya Allah, these are the last days of my life. So whichever days are left, let me live in your muhabbat, in your love. Let me be obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What else am I going to take and go from this world? What is the person going to take and go from this world? Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل. درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، 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 ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، او ماي بلوود الله، او ماي رحيم الله، او ماي كريم الله، او ماي موست فورجيفينج الله، او ماي موست لافينج كيرينج الله، او ماي موست كومباشنيت الله، O my most tolerant Allah, O my Sattar al-Uyub Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, nothing else has kept us awake this part of the night, except that we are hopeful of forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, because we are extending our begging bowls before you, you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Nothing is hidden from your sight. You are aware of everything that is happening, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. You become extremely happy and pleased if we have to beg of you. You become annoyed and displeased if we don't beg of you. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge all our sins. We are confessing before you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We know that we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, we know that if it had not been for your tolerance, we would have been destroyed long, long ago. You could have seized us the moment we committed our sins. You could have destroyed us the moment we committed sins. You could have destroyed our sight the moment we saw haram. You could have taken away our hearing the moment we listened to haram. You could have taken away our speech the moment we spoke haram. You could have paralyzed us the moment we touched or walked towards haram. Ya Allah, but how kind you are. How loving you are. How caring you are. How compassionate you are. How merciful you are. What a beautiful Allah you are. My beloved Allah.
We are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. My Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My Allah, how can you be blind to our sins? How can there be such a thing as darkness for you when you have given sight to billions of people? My Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Mere maula, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go, my Allah? If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy and rahmat, then my Allah, you tell us, where do we go? Who is there for us besides you? There is no one for us besides you. My Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness, then we will face nothing but destruction in this world. Oh my Allah, we will face nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems of all kinds in this world and in the qabr and in the akhirat. My Allah, therefore don't turn away your glance of mercy and rahmat because of our sins. Look at your shan of rahimi and kareemi. Mere khuda, teri shan rahimi aur kareemi ko dekh. Hamare gunahon ko mat dekh. Ya Allah, ab to hame maaf kar de. Forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. May Allah give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all. Give us the tawfiq to make qaza of the namazes that we have missed, to keep the fast qaza which we have missed, to pay the zakat which is due, and to go for hajj if farz. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to seek forgiveness from those people whom we have caused injury and pain without any justification. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. Oh my beloved Allah, make it extremely easy for us. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties and obstacles in our path. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are extremely weak, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us spiritual health and physical health. Our hearts are diseased, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, pride, arrogance, envy, jealousy, malice, evil passions and desires. Ah, my Allah, what we have made of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Purify and clean our hearts. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. You have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a healthy spiritual heart. Oh my beloved Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Ya Allah, bless us with physical health also. We are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah. Whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa from all their ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy and a blessing. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my Allah, with any kind of weakness or sickness or illness or poverty. My beloved Allah, change the rahmat of sickness and weakness to that of good health. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, make it easy for them to pay back all the debts. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Protect us and safeguard us from going towards haram. Why should we go and borrow from the banks on haram? My beloved Allah, what shortage is there in your treasures? Your treasures are unlimited. Open the doors of halal risk for us. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Remove their suffering and remove their depression. Oh my Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty-stricken, give them halal wealth. Ya Allah, remove the suffering of mankind around the world. Ya Allah, throughout the world there's so much of kinds of suffering. Ya Allah, there's droughts and there's famines and there's AIDS and there's so many other problems that the world is facing. Somewhere it's floods and somewhere, oh my Allah, there's nothing but drought. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of mankind. Oh my beloved Allah, because of our sins, do not seize us. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of mankind. Bless each and every one with hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. But oh my Allah, those who have become stubborn and arrogant, and they have made up their minds that they will continue with the torture and the persecution and the tyranny and the bombing and the bulldozing, oh my Allah, and the raining of the missiles, then my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Badr and Uhud and Khandaq. Ya Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Fateh Makkah ka khuda tha. You haven't gone weak, my Allah. We Muslims have gone weak. Our akhlaq, our character, our dealings, our maamlat, our muasharat. Ya Allah, our etiquettes, our morals, our behavior, our relationships. Ya Allah, we have gone weak. We do not project Islam anymore in our lives. But Ya Allah, you haven't gone weak. Ya Allah, don't look at our weakness. My Allah, look at your shan of rahmat and kareemi. Ya Allah, Muslimano ki madad aur nusrat farma. Assist and help the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to practice upon the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Ya Allah, ummat muslima ki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. In Chechnya, Bosnia, Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, America, Europe, Britain, Africa, Australia, Ya Allah, which part of the world, Asia, that the Muslim is not suffering? Ya Allah, there's harassment, there's all kinds of torture, there's all kinds of derogatory statements being made. Ya Allah, there's all kinds of suffering that the Ummah has to endure. My beloved Allah, remove the suffering and the pain and the problems. Hamare hal par raham farmale. In this country also, my Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity and happiness. Change the conditions of crime to the conditions of security. It's not difficult for you, my Allah, in Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Tayyibah. Ya Allah, those people who were from the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you transformed their hearts, my Allah. They became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. What is it difficult for you? Ya Allah, those places where there was nothing but murder and killings, and they used to drink like we drink water. Ya Allah, where there was no rights given to the women folk and to the daughters and to the girls. Ya Allah, where there was nothing but humiliation, suffering and disgrace upon the weak and the poor. Ya Allah, you changed the conditions to such conditions that there was nothing but peace and tranquility and serenity and happiness and joy and unity. Ya Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi qadir mutlaq khuda hai. You can change the conditions. We have got that yaqeen, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq to make amal on the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, of parents and children, of husbands and wives. My Allah, how much of fights and quarrels and arguments. Our homes have become Jahannam on earth, my beloved Allah, whereas you wish that they be Jannat on earth. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Give us the himmat and the courage to throw out of our homes and our lives all those things that have brought destruction of our morals and our behavior, and which are the cause of our friction and disunity and fights and quarrels. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Hamara vanja hame apna bana le. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of Akhirah. Bless us with the best of both worlds, my beloved Allah. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, from the azab of Hashar. On the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, don't question us. Don't question us. My Allah, don't open up our book of evil deeds in front of the other ummatis. Don't cause any embarrassment and shame upon my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam because of our actions and our deeds. Ya Allah, for the day of Qiyamah, without any reckoning, cause us to cross pull Sirat like lightning and enter into Jannah in the company of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to die. We have to leave this world. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, watching some filthy film or porn site on the internet. My Allah, my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. As the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Let our janazas be in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our burial be Jannatul Baqi. But if it's not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Give us barakat in our homes, in our wealth, in our businesses, in our lives. Oh my Allah, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he prayed for us. How much he begged for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the du'as he made for us, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, fill the graves with nur. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Forgive and overlook their sins. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.